From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. World leaders react to Nice. World leaders are reacting to Thursday night's attack in Nice. Germany's Angela Merkel said that today we are in solidarity. The people of Germany and everybody here are in solidarity with our friends in France. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry was in Russia preparing to discuss the situation in Syria.
And I think people all over the world are looking to us and waiting for us to find a faster and more tangible way of them feeling that everything that is possible is being done to end this terror scourge.
A driver killed 84 people and injured more than 100 others when he steered his speeding truck into a crowd in Nice on Thursday night at a celebration of Bastille Day. France's president said some 50 people are critically injured, many of them children. Many foreigners and police officers are also believed to be among the dead. This unidentified woman from the UK was in Nice for Bastille Day with her husband.
And it was at that point my husband had noticed the van was probably only about 50 yards away from us. Then we heard the gunfire shots and we literally just ducked down between a sweet truck van and hid down there for a couple of minutes while the shooting was going on. And then he just grabbed my hand and we ran. And we literally, everybody was just running. It was really, really frantic.
The attacker has been identified by French police as 31-year-old Mohamed Lahouyege Boulel, a French-Tunisian who lived in Nice. Reports say security services did not suspect him of links to terrorist or extremist groups, although he'd been known to police for drug and criminal offenses. This is VOA News. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Zayd Raad al-Hussein, warns the deliberate starvation of hundreds of thousands of Syrian civilians by government and opposition forces may constitute war crimes. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the High Commissioner's headquarters in Geneva.
UN Human Rights Chief Zayd Raad al-Hussein says he is increasingly alarmed about the desperate situation of at least 200,000 civilians trapped in three towns in Syria. He says the northern city of Aleppo, the town of Daraya near the capital Damascus, and the town of Manbij are being battered by Syrian and rebel forces. The High Commissioner spokesman Rupert Colville says scores of civilians have been killed and injured by airstrikes and ground strikes.
He says the country is already a gigantic, devastated graveyard. The number of war crimes already committed surpasses the worst nightmares, but it is in the power of both attacking and defending forces and their foreign backers to minimize further civilian casualties.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The High Commissioner acknowledges that Syria's warring factions may become so brutalized they do not care about the innocent women, children, and men whose lives are in their hands, but he warns one day there will be a reckoning for the crimes they have committed. Presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump has announced that Indiana Governor Mike Pence is his pick for vice president, ending weeks of speculation. Mr. Trump announced the choice in a Twitter message early Friday, adding he will hold a news conference Saturday day to unveil the pick. Pence is widely seen as a strategic sound pick. The conservative governor hails from a Midwestern swing state, which could lean Republican or Democrat in the general election. Pence is also popular with social conservatives, a key voter bloc for Donald Trump. A former head of Afghanistan's intelligence agency has leaked documents that he claims show Pakistan's link to groups that carry out attacks inside of Afghanistan. Now, the VOA cannot independently verify the authenticity of the documents, but there is a letter allegedly sent from the headquarters of Pakistan's intelligence agency ordering payments to the militants or their families involved in an attack on Kabul's airport. President Ghani's administration has not commented on these allegations. The South Korean Defense Ministry decision this week to deploy the U.S. Terminal High Altitude Area Defense, otherwise known as THAAD, in the southeastern county of Songju has sparked public fear that the system could endanger the health and safety of people living nearby, especially from exposure to radiation. Protesters pelted South Korean Prime Minister Hwang Kyo-hyun with eggs and water bottles Friday as he tried to allay the concerns of citizens living near the system. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.